The NBL has announced its new media partnership, so its broadcast deal. The owner and executive chairman, Larry Kesselman, is with me. Larry, always great to have you on the program. Welcome back.
Good morning.
What have you unveiled, Larry? How broad is the scope of it?
Well, I think it's what we've been waiting for 6 years, and I think from day one we said we need a true media partner, and that's what we've been able to land. We've done a deal with ESPN, which is part of the Disney Group, News Corp, Foxtel, KO, so bringing together the powers of both television, digital, print, news, all of the above. So the sport finally has a true media voice, and that's what we were missing, I think, in our world. I think the sport's gone and hidden leaps and bounds, but it needed a voice, and that's what we've got.
What will it look like on television?
So all games will be broadcast on ESPN. All games will be broadcast on KO. There'll be two games a week on KO Freebies, so anyone who doesn't have a paid subscription can watch it for free. And the same two games will be also on free-to-air that we're finalising now on what platform that'll be on.
What opportunities do you see, particularly with the Disney Corporation around ESPN for now and for what that might grow into?
Well, when you partner with behemoths like Disney globally, when you partner with News Corp and they're vested in the sport, only good things can happen. So you think about the sort of assets that these organizations have and the voice and the power behind them. We'll explore everything that's possible, but really you're talking in the short term is exposure and voice. So for people to know what's going on, they're going to be able to tell the stories of the league, of the clubs, of the players. That's what we needed. People need to get to know better who we are, what we do, what the sport is all about, and the personal stories of the players, I think, is what's really, really important as well.
Larry, will there be a free-to-air television component to the deal?
There will be. So there will be two games on free-to-air, and we're just finalising those deals now, and we're hoping to announce something over the coming couple of weeks, I would say.
How important is that to keep going as well?
I think it's really important. I think you talk about the partnership that we've made now, even without free-to-air. 2.5 million households already have access to our product. So I would think a lot of the diehard basketball fans already have ESPN, already have KO. So a majority of them would, not everyone, majority of them would. But what we want to do is we want to grow the sport and bring on those fringe interested people that generally like the entertainment of what we bring and want to know more. So I think the broader access of a free-to-air network, not necessarily just to the diehard basketball fans, is very important to us. So getting as much reach through free-to-air, I think, is important. And some people, honestly, just can't afford some of the subscriptions. So we want to make sure that they still have access to at least a couple of games a week that they can watch live and get the full access. There'll be lots and lots of replays, short versions of the games. There'll be a lot of content that's available for free. But watching the full games, we want to make sure that there's at least a couple of games a week that our fans can watch.
Are you hopeful that there's going to be increased international exposure as a result of this as well?
For sure. We're already seen in 30 countries around the world. So we want to partner with ESPN. We want to talk to their global rights team and see what we can do in the US and other markets. The big one for us to crack is the US. And that's something we're going to work on hard now.
These moments at the Olympics, Larry, where the Boomers and the Opals are so much front of mind, the disappointment last night with the Opals losing and the Boomers, who they might be the number one team for Australia at the Games, is what do you think that level of attention, passion and dedication to these teams across these 2 weeks might spin off into?
I mean, we love our Olympic athletes. We do. We absolutely adore them and we follow them with pride. And I think how the teams perform is very, very important. What's a proud moment, I think, from the NBL point of view is the fact that I think we have eight athletes in the Boomers squad that are related to the NBL. So we've never had such a representation before. There's a couple more in other teams. So the representation and what NBL brings to those programs is what we're very proud of, and we're certainly supporting our teams and hoping they'll do well. I am a little worried about US losing, and I certainly don't think we'd want to meet an angry US
yes.
in one of the rounds, because I think we're absolutely in there in the running for the medal. So fingers crossed, the boys can perform, and we're very, very proud of how they've gone so far.
Larry, we've spoken big picture a few times around what you're trying to build with the NBL. What's the next vault for you? What's the next real movement?
Well, if you think with this deal, I truly believe we have finally arrived as a tier one sport. I think we're always on that fringe. I think having this sort of exposure takes us to that momentum in the summer. We've always said we want to be the best product of entertainment in the summer. That's who we are. That's what we do. So continual growth of the league and its awareness and the quality of the league, I think, is what's important for us. We want to make sure all the clubs are strong. We want to make sure that the level of play continues to grow. We're very much recognized now as the second best league in the world domestically. And that part, I think, needs to grow. The relationship with the NBA, I think, needs to grow. We've already got 13 athletes that are playing in the NBA that have gone through our programs. So more next stars, more amazing NBA relationships. Every team last year, and I think the same thing will be this year, had an NBA player in it. So the caliber of the league and what people expect to see on the court is where we want to continue to grow. So we feel like we've just begun. This is actually the start of a new era for us. The sport is strong now. We have a very clear direction and vision, and growing that fan base is our number one goal.
Larry, your energies are to be commended, that's for sure. Congratulations on the deal.
Thank you.
Larry Kesselman, Executive Director of the NBL. He's the owner of the league as well. So ESPN, Foxtel, News Corp Australia, and a free-to-air component to come where you'll see two games on free-to-air. So that's how the NBL will look from next season onwards. Fingers crossed, it's all a bit simpler as a stage by then.